USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is at FEMA headquarters getting it. President Trump is at FEMA headquarters getting an in-person briefing on Hurricane Laura. The president will also be speaking tonight at the Republican National Convention. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells CBS News what he'd like to hear from the president.
Well, I hope he starts with Kenosha and the hurricane. These are two major incidents or issues that are overwhelming good people throughout this country, and our focus and our attention is there.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says his state took a massive hit from Hurricane Laura.
I'm not going to bubble wrap it. We took it full in the face.
The Republican senator there speaking on Fox News says wind also from the storm was as bad as advertised. At least one person has died from the hurricane. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Negotiations restarting regarding a new stimulus relief bill. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows meeting with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. It's been 20 days since the two last met. As working remotely ends for many employees, they may soon be faced with a decision. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Employers might soon have to decide whether to require their workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Public policy and legal experts have differing opinions. Some say companies concerned about liability, health, and safety issues are going to have to make vaccinations mandatory for their employees. Others say mandates could backfire. In light of a recent Gallup poll that shows more than one in three Americans say they wouldn't get a coronavirus vaccination even if it was free and approved by the FDA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jacob Blake had a knife on the driver's side of his car and was about to be arrested in a domestic dispute when he was shot Sunday 7 times by an officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Justice. The department is also investigating the shooting that said officers were called to the residence on 40th Street in Kenosha after a female reported that her boyfriend was present and was not supposed to be on the premises. The federal government will not be allowed out of a lawsuit involving one of the worst water crises in recent history. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has the details.
A judge said the federal government can be sued for negligence in the Flint water crisis, citing the failure of regulators to timely act as good Samaritans and blow the whistle on lead in the water. The decision comes days after the state of Michigan said it's willing to pay $600 million to settle a slew of lawsuits by Flint residents. The city of Flint pulled its water from the Flint River in April of 2014 for 18 months without treating it to reduce corrosion. The water caused lead to be released from old pipes and into kitchen taps, bathrooms, and water heaters. The government said Michigan was the lead regulator and bears any responsibility, among other arguments. The judge also noted that the EPA responded to complaints about the water and provided expertise to the state and Flint.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.